We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Friday night, a football Friday night of Dallas week here in Philadelphia. I can't wait for Sunday night. And we got a lot on tap talking about this game and talking about the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry over the years. A great prize to give away, as well as we go through some memories tonight of some great moments in the Eagles-Cowboys history, including my favorite, Tucker's favorite, all your favorites. We'll get to all that. And later on in the show tonight, I promise you, if you missed it today, and you probably did miss it because the Phillies enjoy doing this when no one can actually watch it, Andy McPhail spoke today. And there was some, thought maybe he was resigning or stepping down. That didn't happen. Instead, it was 30 minutes of gibberish and 30 minutes of him making me feel worse about the Phillies. We're bringing the low of the lows later, the lowlights of the McPhail press conference, and react to those as the show goes on. But let's start here on this Friday night as we lead into the game Sunday. You know, when I looked at the schedule a couple weeks ago, and the Eagles were at their low after losing to Baltimore, and they dropped to, 1-4-1 at that point, and they had the Giants coming up, and then the Cowboys, and then the Giants again with the bye sprinkled in. You know, I said in that moment, I wouldn't be shocked if the Philadelphia Eagles get to 4-4-1. I wouldn't be shocked if they go from that really low, 1-4-1, and get themselves back to 500 and really change the tenor of this season. And I still believe that. I still believe that is a very realistic possibility that the Eagles will win this game Sunday, take a bye, and then go beat the Giants a couple weeks from now and get back to 500 through nine games. But as this week has gone along, and all I keep hearing is how the Eagles are just going to dominate and destroy Ben DiNucci and the Cowboys, and I see the line for this game going up, 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 now to 11 points. I got to tell you, I'm not feeling it. I am not feeling it on this Friday night. Now, let me make this clear. I think the Eagles will win the game. I think the Eagles will find a way to win the game. They found a way to beat the Giants. But I don't believe we're getting a rout on Sunday night. I would love one. I would love a rout on Sunday where we enter the fourth quarter on Sunday Night Football and they're showing Jerry Jones in the box and we're laughing at the Cowboys and DiNucci has four interceptions and it is a laugher. Kind of like the way they beat the Jets last year when Luke Falk played, that laugher of a game that even though they didn't play great, they still won the game by like 24, 25 points. It was a laugher. I would love a laugher on Sunday night. But quite frankly, I don't trust the Eagles. I know the Cowboys are not playing well. I know they're not a good football team. I've seen the power rankings everywhere this week, 30, 31. You know, they're down at the bottom with the Jets. They're truly playing terrible football. There's locker room issues. There's personnel issues. They're on their third-string quarterback. I am well aware of all of the problems that the Dallas Cowboys have. But I'm also well aware of the problems we have here with the Eagles. And as I sit here tonight, as I look forward to this game with you on Sunday, I don't trust the Eagles to give us an easy win. I don't trust them to have a rout on Sunday and blow the doors off a team that, quite frankly, they should. The Eagles should blow the doors off the Cowboys on Sunday. They're 11-point favorites. They're at home. They're playing a third-string quarterback. Okay, you know, we're well past Dak versus Wentz. We almost got Dak Wentz versus Dalton, and now we get Wentz versus DiNucci. Like, it went from a fun rivalry, Wentz-Dak, to, oh, there's actually some people that think that Dalton is better than Wentz. That's not true. To this, Wentz is clearly the best quarterback in this game by a mile. By a mile. But even with that being said, I don't trust the Eagles on Sunday. Here's why. Number one, we know what they've been this year, which is just not very good. 2-4-1. And think about the Eagles' three best games this year. Two wins and a tie. The Bengals, a tie. The Niners, a win, which may end up looking like a very impressive win, but that was against Nick Mullins. Okay, the offense only scored about 17, 18 points that game. That was a Nick Mullins show where the Eagles just took the ball from him and won the game. And Carson made a clutch throw late to Fulgham. And then last week against the Giants, the Eagles were down two scores with 6 minutes to go, pulled it out, great clutch moment. But we're talking about a tie versus the Bengals and two clutch fourth quarter wins against Nick Mullins and the Giants. Like, that's all that separates the Eagles from 0-7 on this season. And if you want, you could spin it the other way. Like, well, if they did this against the Ravens and that against the Steelers, they have, you know, four wins. And they're riding high and dominating. But they were down in those games. Okay, they had to come back in those games. The three best moments of this Eagles season, a tie and two wins, have been unimpressive throughout a lot of those games. So I'm looking at an Eagles team that has never been impressive on their best days. They just haven't. Their wins or tie this year have not been impressive. I'm looking at an Eagles team that is down to three healthy corners on Sunday night. Cravion LeBlanc's out of this game, not going to play. Three healthy corners against the best wide receiving core in the National Football League. I know DiNucci's the quarterback, and I have no idea if he can get those guys the ball. But goodness gracious, three healthy corners against the best wide receiving core in the league. Does that feel like a recipe for a shutout or three, you know, dominate the game defensively? No, it feels like they're probably going to make a play or two on the Eagles. Maybe a big play or two on the Eagles. So I have the issue of the Eagles don't have great corners or healthy corners to stop the receivers. The Eagles have never been impressive, really, at any point this season. At any point, been impressive. And then you think about this. Dallas is absolutely desperate here. They have been getting called out all week about how bad they are, about their coach thinks. They don't like their coaching staff. They're cutting players. Okay, they hit rock bottom last week, and I always have a healthy fear of teams that hit rock bottom because there's nowhere to go but up after rock bottom. When you go down and you're that beat up and everyone says it's over, sometimes those teams wake up a little bit and have some sort of pulse for the next week or so. And I don't know if the Cowboys are going to have a pulse on Sunday, but I certainly have that thought that they could wake up here and play a more competitive game. And then let's throw this one in as the last reason. It's a division game. I always respect opponents in division games. I know the NFC stinks, and all these teams aren't good. And for years, really, two teams, Giants and Washington, have been bad, and the Eagles have had their way with those teams for the most part for a long time. But it's a divisional game. Never in a divisional game do I go in and expect a real significant route. 215-592-9494. The Eagles have not shown an ability to play consistent football for any length of time all season long. They haven't had a game where they haven't turned the football over. They're taking on a desperate team, three outstanding receivers against only three healthy corners. And they're hearing all week that they just stink and it's over and they're going to blow it up and the whole team. I have a real feeling that this game is going to be competitive on Sunday night. 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. Let's start with this. What's your gut feeling telling you? We always have a gut feeling. All of us do before a game. Usually Friday night is when my gut feeling, I kind of tell you what I feel. And my gut feeling on this game is that this is not going to be a rout. This is going to be a competitive game on Sunday. I believe the Eagles are going to win, but I do not think, I really don't believe, they are going to rout the Cowboys on Sunday as much as I wish they were. 215-592-9494. Tucker, what do you feel? What's your gut feeling? Because mine is we're going to have a competitive game here on Sunday night.
I mean, logic would tell you that, right? Because the Eagles aren't a good football team. I wouldn't classify them as a bad football team, an awful football team like I do Dallas, but they're mediocre. They're probably a little below average, right? For if a team's best case scenario is going 6-9-1 at this point, I have a hard time classifying them as good.
Right.
Right. But at the same point, Joe, at some point, any below average to mediocre team has an easy win throughout the season. Even if you go backwards, right? Like if we go back to the 2016 Eagles, they were a below average football team. They beat the crap out of the Steelers in week three, put up 34 points. You go back to 2015, they beat up on the Saints really bad. You go back to 2011, they beat up on the Giants real bad. Like, mediocre teams get easy wins at least once in a while. And when I look at the Eagles' schedule, this is your best shot. Like, well, we've talked for a while about how this win and the Giants win coming up after the bye, or Giants game, you shouldn't assume a win, obviously, but these next two games are by far the two easiest on their schedule.
So it's got to happen, is what you're saying. It's got
to
happen.
It has to. I have zero belief. I have zero logic. Just, as you said, my gut feeling is around 9:35 on Sunday night, midway through the second quarter, people will start being able to go, all right, It's in the bag. I can go to bed now. Yeah. I don't have to show up late to work tomorrow because this game is over.
And my gut feeling is we go to the fourth quarter on Sunday night. We're all biting our nails, screaming at the TV as it's 23-17 and somehow, some way, DiNucci's in the game. 215-592-9494. What's your gut telling you? Are we getting a rout on Sunday night? Eagles are now 11-point favorites. I don't have a great feeling on it. I believe they're going to win, but I believe we're in store for a competitive game against a battered Cowboys team. Bruce is in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? Man, great opening points, man. How's it going?
It's going well, buddy. What's on your mind tonight? Good talking to you.
Oh, my God, man. You hit, like, all the key points in my worries for this Sunday. One of the other angles, I think, just to add to what you were saying, because it's not just a divisional game. I think it's going to be a lot closer. But I think the thing that's going to be another issue is Doug's play calling. It's just absolutely just driven me crazy because there's no way in the world that the Giants game should have been close. His play calling has put pressure on Wentz in some enormous situations. And the issue is that, don't get me wrong, because it's kind of half in and half on my issue. I like the aggressive play calling. The problem is that it's two things. Is that for the last three or four games, he tends to call plays that are beyond the capability of the players that he has on the field. And then on top of that, it's not only just that, is that you may not have the right players, like for the two-point conversions. Hey, look, get Jalen Hurts in there. You need to come up with some more schemes. You need to come up with some more plays to maximize the use of players' capabilities. And then you can run those plays and practice them instead of trying to, you know, work something out on the field and Wentz winds up being under pressure and turning over the ball. So that's kind of my take.
Yeah,
on.
You know what? I feel, Bruce, they really could use a running game. I mean, they don't really have one.
Absolutely.
Miles is not going to play again Sunday, which we can add that to the mix. They won't have Miles Sanders on Sunday here. Like, they do need to take some pressure off of Wentz because I always thought, Bruce, that he is a better and more efficient and winning quarterback when you ask him to throw, you know, 25, 30 times. When he has to throw 40, 45 times,
right.
it's not great. I mean, that's not what you want.
No, you absolutely. Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because you know what? I do like that kid. What is his name? McMillan? I think that's the other run. And he only played him like two or three times. But hey, he got a couple of nice little runs, and he's got some strength and a little shiftiness to him. So, I mean, I think they pulled a rabbit out of the hat with him and with Boston Scott. Hey, work him more in the flats. I mean, as another pass option. I mean, you sat on it for three games, you know. I mean, you need to maximize those opportunities and scheme plays around the capabilities of the players. And if he's able to do that a little better, then this game will be no contest. But I guess we'll all have to wait.
Yeah, we will, Bruce. I hope you and I are wrong. I appreciate the phone call. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, this is one where I get on the air and I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong all night. As I tell you, I think this is going to be a competitive game Sunday. My gut is telling me we're going to get a game. The Cowboys are not going to come here to roll over. And I want to bring one game up. What was it? 2 years ago? 2018, I believe. Now, that Cowboys team was better than this. This one, they had Dak. But the Cowboys were 3-5. Eagles were coming off a bye. Sunday Night Football. Eagles just traded for Golden Tate. And that whole bye week, it's like, you know, this is when they just kind of, you know, swat away the Cowboys and the defending champion Eagles go on their merry way to controlling the division. Dallas came in here 3-5 coming off a Monday Night Football loss, I believe, to the Titans. They weren't any good. And they came in here and won the game. And Zeke just ran through the Eagles. Like, it's a weird feeling when we just don't take the Cowboys seriously. And I believe the Eagles will win, but I think we're headed for a competitive game. 215-592-9494. What's your gut telling you? Warren, Gwinnett Valley. What's up, Warren?
Hey, Joe. I'm in your corner. I feel the way you do, and there's a tremendous amount of pressure that you can't see on this Eagles team to perform. I don't think, you know, too barely winning is going to be acceptable for Eagles fans. They're kind of demanding a higher level for this team that they haven't shown that they're capable of. So my feeling is Monday the story is going to be not that Dallas lost, but the Eagles didn't, you know, beat them well enough or play well enough, and that things are going wrong, and that we're still going to have the same angst the following, you know, bye week, et cetera, for the Giants and the rest of the season, that this is not a game that they're going to be able to build on.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. And we the way you're kind of handicapping the reaction is totally true. I mean, if the Eagles only win this game by a score, Warren, or it's, you know, it's a one-score game or whatever deep into the fourth quarter, I don't think the reaction Monday is going to be like, oh, wow, we got two wins in a row. We're going to win this division. Everything's fine. I think there's going to be a lot of, what's going on? Like, why couldn't they beat Ben DiNucci and a third-string quarterback by, you know, two touchdowns?
Yeah, I also have another bad scenario that with Carson Wentz having not learned how to get rid of the football, if Carson Wentz should happen to get knocked out in this game and we have our backup versus their backup, I think that the playing field completely changes in Dallas's favor if such an incident should occur. But my fear is that Carson Wentz is inviting, you know, himself being knocked out if he has not learned to this point that he's got to get rid of the football. And Dallas is coming in here, and they're going to mean business. They are not going to roll over by any stretch of the imagination. So I think they're going to be bringing it on him, you know, blitzes and all kinds of different looks on the defense to try to get the Eagles' offense off the field as quickly as possible. And so I'm not worried about so much Dallas scoring points. I'm worried about the Eagles' offense being able to put up points.
Well, it's a fair wonder, Warren. I appreciate the call. And I'll throw this in there with Carson and the offense and blitzes and turnovers. I mean, the Eagles have not had a clean game all year. They have not had one turnover-free game. You know what the quickest way to invite a big underdog into feeling they have a chance to play all night? It's a turnover. Like, an early turnover by the Eagles would just be fuel for the Cowboys to say, we just got a free touchdown. Like, this is a game now. Like that. If there's one thing if I could ask of this game from the Eagles, just don't turn the ball over. If they don't turn the ball over, I don't think Dallas possession for possession can actually beat them. I feel like Dallas and a young quarterback will probably turn the ball over themselves at least once. If the Eagles just hold the ball, they're going to win the game. Like, I don't think they could be outscored possession for possession by Ben DiNucci. They just have to hold the ball, though, which they haven't done all season.
And that's been an issue with them against the Cowboys. Was that last year where Wentz fumbled and Dallas Goedert fumbled on their first two possessions?
Right away.
And even if you go back to 2015, they failed to even touch the opening. Like, Dallas had like an 85-yard opening kickoff that they recovered and was up 21-0 within 5 minutes because the Eagles couldn't hold on to the ball. It's been an issue for them at times. Like, they've dug themselves some pretty big holes.
You cannot give a bad team life. 215-592-9494. That is a up in here. What's your gut feeling for Sunday night? Eagles have now moved to 11-point favorites, and it just feels too good to be true. Like, the Eagles are going to just wake up and boom, they're going to blow a team out. I haven't seen the ability to do that yet. No Miles Sanders Sunday. Only three healthy corners. A desperate Dallas team coming in. I have a healthy fear for this game. I believe the Eagles win, but I believe we're getting a competitive game on Sunday. What are you feeling? What's your gut? A rout, a big Eagles win, and we're all feeling good by the fourth quarter? Or are you on my side of this, and you think this is going to be competitive? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We got a lot to get into here on the evening show. On the other side, all your phone calls, and I will have some feelings and thoughts on the whole My Lotta Peters thing. What is Doug Peterson saying today? It's absolutely total gibberish. 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. And hey, it's Joe Giglio. There's $1,000 up for grabs every single week with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today at radio.com/picks and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. It's a brand new game every week of the season. So sign up right now and you've got a shot to win $1,000 this week. Make your picks at radio.com/picks. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Rules for this nationwide contest available at radio.com/picks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.